This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, quote, anyone who harms our country will be held accountable at a state memorial ceremony in Jerusalem on Sunday. Netanyahu said Iran and its proxies seek to surround us with a stranglehold of terror on seven fronts. Tensions have soared following nearly 10 months of war in Gaza and the killing last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran. Iran and its allies have blamed Israel and threatened retaliation. And fears of wider war in the Middle East spiked on Sunday as strikes on Gaza killed dozens and a stabbing in Israel kills two. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In the courtyard of a hospital in central Gaza, people shout in panic as a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians catches fire from an Israeli strike. A young boy's body lay wrapped in a blanket on the ground, only his face exposed and motionless. A woman leans over and hugs him, begging him to wake up. In northern Gaza, health officials said another strike flattened a house, killing a family, including three children. Several more were killed in a strike on a vehicle in Gaza City, according to the local civil defense. In Tel Aviv, a Palestinian stabbed and killed two Israelis and wounded two others. The police said the attack was carried out by a Palestinian militant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's army says two airstrikes in the West Bank on Saturday killed nine Palestinian militants as violence flares again in the Israeli-occupied territory. An Egyptian official says the same day an Israeli delegation led by the Mossad chief, briefly visited Cairo for ceasefire discussions. Protesters in various countries marked 300 days of war.